with Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director Phil Savage. A long year of work, but boy, it finally starts now, right?
Yeah, it does, and we've got 110 players that have made their way to Mobile. Unfortunately, they couldn't come on one flight. They came on about 60 different flights, but when 12,000 of those flights were canceled this weekend, we were fortunate in terms of getting them here, and we're essentially hours away from the official welcome reception here in Mobile, and then tomorrow's the weigh-in and the first practices.
We talked about this last week with you. It's really a convention of sorts. Coaches are looking for jobs, some of them. Scouts are getting early interviews in. It all happens at one time.
Yeah, it does. It's sort of the unofficial NFL convention. We're very proud of that designation because when you really look at the NFL calendar, you know, owners' meetings, not everybody's there. Super Bowls, not everybody's there. But the Senior Bowl, everyone's here for 3 days, 3 or 4 days as a collective league. And so the agents, the media, the coaches, the scouts, the players, it all happens within about a three-block area here in downtown Mobile, which is really sort of crazy to think about.
Now, is the hay in the barn for you? Is it a relaxing week for you? Or when does that start happening, relaxation?
I would say it won't be any relaxation till Sunday, quite honestly. We've built out the rosters. We've got our depth charts. You know, you keep your fingers crossed that no one gets hurt. Obviously, we have a list of alternates and replacements if needed, but hopefully none of that will happen this year. You know, on occasion, we'll lose some players during the course of the week, but for the most part, I've been impressed by the enthusiasm of the players in terms of their acceptance and then the follow-up of actually being here and the commitment to practice and play this week.
Of course, the Jaguars back for a third year. You know all about the coaching staff and how they approach this week, too, and it's pretty unique.
Yeah, you know, last year I jokingly said, hey, Gus, we'll take you every year for the Senior Bowl because he does such a terrific job with it. His enthusiasm for the sport is infectious. He's made it fun for the players the last 2 years. And, you know, the good news for Gus, if he does it one more time, he'll do what Tom Landry did for the Cowboys. They coached it 4 years in a row, but they have not been back for 50 years. So I think that's what the Jaguars are hoping for, right?